74-36 today.
This is a rapidly evolving situation with a lot of uncertainties. The good news is that each day we're learning a lot about this virus and what it's doing both here in Mexico and around the globe. And we're starting to see some encouraging signs, and that's good. But our approach has to be aggressive. With a new infectious disease, you may only get one chance to get out in front of it, and that's what we're doing. In the United States, we've got 160 confirmed cases, 21 states. The World Health Organization this morning reported confirmed cases in 15 countries. Thankfully, in this country, we are not seeing the number of deaths in Mexico. We reported last week the tragic death of the child in Texas. But as we're looking, we're not seeing those deaths, but I'm not totally assured. We need some more information to see what this is going to do. And it's very encouraging to see that people are taking this seriously.
Yes, the swine flu, or now the official name, H1N1, as it's been renamed by the government. The voice you heard there, very familiar, of course. It's the acting chief of the Centers for Disease Control. That would be Robert Besser. Now, here's the number that he said. It's actually jumped up since then. Now, there's 244 is the latest that I got from the CDC just before we jumped on the air. So 244 in 34 states. The reason for that is because of the back testing. So in other words, people had some of the symptoms. They were achy. They had flu-like symptoms. They had a temperature, all that kind of stuff. They were heaving and whatnot. Went to these hospitals or outpatient clinics or whatever and had blood tests. And of course, now those results that were sent to Atlanta, now they're starting to come back in. And so the number is coming up. In the meantime, Mexico, they feel like they're starting to see a reversal, that it's the epidemic is now on the declining phase. At least that's what the Mexican equivalent of Robert Besser said, the health secretary. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Boy, we have other things to dive into on this show. 87 million for Wolverine, be honest. Did any of you go and see it? Was it the Hugh Jackman effect? Even though we kind of knew what the deal was with Wolverine? Maybe you ventured out and you paid your $9, $10, $8. I don't know what you paid. Probably at least $8. I don't think anybody for a first weekend release can get away with less than $8. But if you did, then somehow you did. I want to hear about it. Also, a 51-1 shot winning the Kentucky Derby, but might not be there for the second leg of the Triple Crown. We'll talk about that. A baseball outfielder stealing 6 bases. Oh, I love records, especially in baseball. And that would have been fun to see, and I'll tell you who and explain all that. That's coming up, too, as well. Also, the Republicans hit the trail for, you guessed it, I think we mentioned this on our last show last week, but Republicans are out there deciding to rebrand themselves. They're calling it the sexy new thing, a listening tour. Who thought of that? We're out here on the trail on a listening tour. So let's tell them what they can listen for. How do you rebuild, and that's what they're kind of calling it, or rebrand the Republican Party. But first, let's dive into this H1N1, or swine flu, as it is spreading deeper into the United States, Europe, and Latin America, and in Canada. Like I said, in Mexico, they feel like they're ready to reopen business and schools, and that's where we believe that the first confirmed case happened. At least that's what the World Health Organization is saying. You think of all the cases, you know, there's like 787 or more. And again, the problem is you're going to have that backlog to contend with. So we got more on swine flu. And I'm going to tell you about my own little scare here. Over the weekend, it must have been Friday night. Okay, check this out. I was watching Frost Nixon. It's late. It's probably, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning, 1:30, whatever it was. And I'm telling you, I felt so ill. Chills, sick, couldn't keep anything down, just awful. I mean, just aching. I was going to go to one of the healthcare centers. I thought, you got to be kidding. You cannot tell me that I have this flu strain. So I thought, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ride it out. I'm just going to ride it out for a couple of hours and see what happens. And I did that. I made a couple of quick calls. I had just had blood tests done. And turns out that it was just a bad, bad case of food poisoning. But truly, because I'm in an area where less than a mile, there have been confirmed cases of the swine flu. So how about that? They said somebody in Philadelphia on a plane, also they thought they might have it, and it was the same thing. They had a terrible case of food poisoning. All right, newly appointed Kathleen Sebelius. She, of course, is the face between, she's the face of, anyway, the Human Services Secretary, the Health and Human Services Secretary. See, that's what a bad case of food poisoning will do. Here's what Kathleen Sebelius had to say about the vaccine and the pandemic.
What's important is that we're aggressively reacting to what the science is telling us. And as Dr. Besser just said, it's evolving day at a time. And so the guidance is being updated. The information is being updated. We know a couple of things. As you just said, seasonal flu kills people every year, hospitalizes people. What we don't know is what this new virus will do, what this new flu strain will do. And that's why I think taking precautions, being prudent at the outset, and then reinforming as we move forward is the most important thing. We are in vaccine mode, so we're producing, accelerating the production.
There's no vaccine right now.
No, you can't begin a vaccine until you identify the virus and the strain.
Right.
So the flu strain has been identified. It's being grown. It's going to be tested. We can be ready to produce. Meanwhile, the production of seasonal flu vaccine is accelerating. So we're going to do both. We're going to be ready for both come fall.
All right, and then here was Janet Napolitano's take on the Biden situation and also controlling the spread of this.
Well, I think the vice president immediately clarified what he meant to say, which is if you're sick, don't get on a flight. Don't get in the subway. If your child is sick, don't send the child to school. If you're sick, don't go to work. Stay home. Our whole strategy is built around containing the spread of the virus. But on the other hand, people should otherwise just carry on with their normal everyday lives. And by and large, that's what Americans have been doing.
All right, so that's what we are doing. Pretty much, we've talked about this on this show where you've called me from Kentucky, you've called me from Connecticut, you've called me from some other areas, Iowa, et cetera, where in your particular suburb or city, there weren't any cases close to you, so you didn't feel like you had a great chance of coming down with the swine flu. And I said this before, if you are in an area where schools are shut down and people are coming down with it right and left, it's a little bit scarier. If it hasn't touched you, and I mentioned that the fact that you look at the 34 states, if you're not in one of those 34 states, you know, it's going to feel a little bit different. Now, in Canada, especially in Alberta, they're concerned about pigs. They've got about 220 pigs that became infected from a worker who had come back from Mexico. Now, that actually is the first documented case of the virus being passed from a human to another species. That's bad. So Canada stressing, and they're worried about that. Remember all the people in some other countries killing the pigs. Canada stressing that pigs often get the flu and there's no danger in eating pork. Too late when you say that you've quarantined about 200 plus pigs. People are not going to trust that. Hey, for something completely different, boy, this woman now is a paparazzi icon, Susan Boyle. And her incredible performance on Britain's Got Talent, ATN's head shrinker, Judith Barr, psychotherapist to many, joins us on ATN next.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Idus Resources, May 1st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 885.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9,1106, $455.53 for half ounce, and $227.77 for quarter ounce. That's $9,1106, $455.53, and $227.77.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Yeah, that was the song heard around the world. You recognize Susan Boyle from Britain's Got Talent. Who knows if she'll make it into the finals, but boy, her life has certainly changed. It's one of the most downloaded things, period, on YouTube. And now this poor woman is being haunted by the paparazzi. She had to go to stay with one of her relatives. But how interesting, because Susan Boyle, you hear how pretty her voice is, and people have these stereotypes about beautiful women and looks and all that stuff. And she wasn't that. And she said flat out she had never been kissed and all this other sort of stuff. And so I think the intended thing to happen was she was going to be one of the people that you would poke fun at, because you know they do that on these shows, right? They set some of the people up for, I think, failure. They do it on American Idol, and then they do it on Britain's Got Talent. And I love this because she wowed them. I mean, Simon Cowell was at such a loss for words. It was a beautiful thing to see. So who better to come on this show than our head shrinker? We affectionately call her that anyway here on ATN, Judith Barr. She's a noted psychotherapist. You might have heard of her book. We talk about it all the time. She's the author of Power Abused, Power Healed. Judith, thanks for joining us here. We appreciate it.
I'm so glad to be with you again, Kate.
What is it about that has attracted so many of us to Susan Boyle?
Well, I think there are a number of things. I think the contrast between her appearance and her voice did grab people. And I think the contrast between how the judges and the audience responded before and after she began singing. There's a dynamic here that's really important for us all to know, and that's the dynamic of contempt. And that's what we were seeing before she started singing, the contempt people had for how she looked and how she acted, and then the contrast with her voice. And what contempt really is a defense against our own vulnerable feelings, Kate. When we are young and we are vulnerable and we can't put on a false appearance or a mask, we sometimes are hurt by the way we respond and the way other people respond to us. And when that happens, we start to build a defense against it. And often we build the same defense against our own vulnerable feelings, the contempt that other people have used towards us.
Yeah, because all of us, no matter what you look like or what it is that you might be particularly super smart or maybe you're not academic. I mean, everybody has their strong points and their weak points because I contend that no one is 100% perfect. So we do have insecurities, don't we, all of us?
Yes, I have a number of examples. Actually, one of them was the smart person, and I thought I'd give you some examples about people being responded to with contempt. One is if a child in school answers a lot of questions well, and people start calling that child smarty pants. Or if a child is very generous and people start saying, well, she'll learn not to give. Or if a child tells the truth and the people who don't really want the truth told start calling that person goody two-shoes. Those are just three of many examples. I was thinking as I was getting ready to come on that there was once many, many years ago a woman I was working with, and she wanted to be a minister so much. And I don't know if what she told me was the reason that she wouldn't was really the truth, but she said the reason that she was not going to try was because she knew when she got up and tried to speak her heart to her congregation that she would have tears in her eyes or she might even cry because when she speaks from her heart, that's what happens. And I said, oh my goodness, if you're speaking from your heart and there are tears in your eyes or you're crying, that will connect you with other people, not turn them away. And of course, she probably had an experience as a child when people laughed at her or booed her or moaned or ridiculed her or had contempt for her in some way that made her not want to re-experience that.
It doesn't. You and I have talked about this so much, and I see it. I think I've said this before when we've talked. I see it in friends and other people. I've seen it in friends who have had, like, breakthroughs and had something that was bothering them, something that was stopping them, and then they went and had therapy, and it turned out it was some childhood trauma. I recently had a friend tell me that she had a weight gain problem, and then she's beautiful, and she lost all this weight. And she said the reason why was because when she was a kid, she had a teacher that locked her in a closet. And that somehow that mentally, you know, she had a great family life and everything else, but she never told anyone. And she was, I don't know, second grade or something. And it affected her because of the being made fun of and the kids out in the schoolyard. So you and I say that all the time. There's a lot of triggers like that that aren't necessarily obvious right from when you're a kid.
Absolutely. And if they were really painful, we might instead of just not talking about them, we might not remember them. And they might be affecting us beneath our memory and beneath our awareness. So the best thing to do is to do the work to try to find our way back to what the root is or the source is of the difficulty we're having or the fear we're having.
Yeah, boy, yeah. I told somebody that I was going to have you on, Judith, and they said, listen, here's what you need to ask the head shrinker. You need to ask her, what happens, because now all of a sudden there's all these stories, too, and I guess it can kind of relate to the Susan Boyle thing, the making fun of kind of deal, that we're seeing this in, not all schools, but we're seeing this a bunch on playgrounds and outside of school, the bullying phenomenon. What do you do, and this woman wanted me to ask you, what do you do if your son starts to get bullied? What do you tell him? What's the best advice?
I don't want to give a general response because I think it has to do with that particular child.
Right.
But some of the things to consider would be to talk to your child and find out what feels like it would be the safest thing for him or her, what they need to feel safe, and then to set about trying to create that. One of the things would be to talk with a administration at school, with the teachers at school, so that it's not just a single child that, you know, that's being taken care of in the process. One of the things would be to try to help your child. Are you still there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, I heard a beep.
Okay, you're good.
To try to help your child feel empowered in some way, and that doesn't mean that they would be aggressive and hurt the people. It means to feel empowered from the inside, and there are many different ways to do that. Trying to help your child speak the words that need to be spoken, trying to help your child be able to feel empowered inside and not take on the bullying, which is a lot to ask for a child. That's why I'm saying this is an individual thing. I'm just giving very general brush strokes about the things to start to explore.
Yeah, that's good, I think, though. It's good. The broad strokes are good. That will certainly help probably a lot of people that are listening to us. And, Judith, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, they can go to powerabusepowerheal.com, right, through the website?
Yes, Kate.
Yeah, let's hope that there's more Susan Boyles out there. I thought that was just terrific, and I want to see how far she goes, but what a beautiful gift she has, huh?
She has a beautiful gift, and one of the things I think she really has to teach us is how we each need to learn to stand in our gift, the gifts that we have and the gift that we are, even when we're mocked, even when we're treated with contempt. That's a real growing thing for, I think, every person here on earth, is how do you do that when you're being attacked that way?
Yeah, confidence and a slew of other things that you and I could probably get into. Judith, thanks so much. Judith Barr, of course, we gave you the website, psychotherapist, and all around nice woman, hedge shrinker, we love to call her, to ATN. Hey, we'll talk to you again down the line.
Okay, Kate, thank you.
Thanks, have a good one. And staying up with us here on America Tonight, she makes some great points, and the Susan Boyle thing was, it's just phenomenal, and wondering how far this woman will go. There's no question when you hear her voice, and when she sings that, if you play that for somebody, and you, I mean, let's be honest, all of us, and what are you thinking that, the woman who produces this voice, what are you thinking in your mind that she looks like? Now, they have spruced her up a bit. She had really thick eyebrows, and they've done something different with her eyebrows, and they're dressing her a little bit differently, although this isn't anything different from anybody else that would compete, especially if you really have a chance at winning this thing. So that's not necessarily unusual. On the flip side, we're going to dive more into the swine flu with Dr. Edward Group. That's next here on America Tonight.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn, and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Well, I think the vice president immediately clarified what he meant to say, which is if you're sick, don't get on a flight, don't get in the subway. If your child is sick, don't send the child to school. If you're sick, don't go to work. Stay home. Our whole strategy is built around containing the spread of the virus. But on the other hand, people should otherwise just carry on with their normal everyday lives. And by and large, that's what Americans have been doing.
I have to agree with Madam Secretary, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. You heard that earlier. I thought it was worth letting you hear it again, where she was clarifying the Biden thing about travel. And also, obviously, if you're sick, you're sick, you stay home. If not, it's a different story. But everybody concerned about the swine flu, or now what's being called by the government H1N1, wondering if you're concerned about it. You know, we've done this before the past week and a half, and most of you are saying no because it really hasn't hit your area. I told you my story about getting really, really sick over the weekend, and there's confirmed cases within a mile of me. Turns out it was food poisoning. So keep this number handy, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 if you want to chime in, obviously, on that. Joining us now on the show, Dr. Edward Group. He is the founder and CEO of Global Healing Center, also on the advisory board of HolisticOption.com. Check it out, HolisticOption.com. Hey, Doc, thanks for hanging with us here on ATM. We appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Hope we can help people out with this swine flu thing.
Yeah, let's start with what Napolitano said. What Biden talked about was the thing about flying, confined spaces, and then that set off a firestorm at the tail end of last week. And, of course, a lot of people were rearranging flights and vacations to Mexico and all that sort of stuff because we know that some of the school kids and others that travel to Cancun or Mexico City did catch the swine flu from what happened in Mexico. So that set that off. But now supposedly in Mexico, what their health director is saying is things are stabilizing and getting better. Do we know that that was ground zero, it seems?
You know, actually things are seeming to get a little bit better. I mean, as of today, I think 506 confirmed human cases, and there was 19 deaths, and that was in Mexico. And still, we haven't had one U.S. citizen die in the United States. So I think that everything is, you know, heading in the right direction, at least. And I think that there's been a lot of panic and a lot of, you know, fear maybe induced that shouldn't have been induced. It doesn't seem to be that severe of, at least at this point, that severe of a virus that people would need to be, you know, extremely concerned about.
Yeah, earlier I talked about this because there was the confusion in Israel and some other places. They were slaughtering pigs, and now in Canada, they've got pigs that they're quarantined, like 200-plus, because somebody who worked with them came back and apparently infected them, or at least that's what they believe. But what is the deal with this virus? I mean, what is the confusion with the animals and the humans?
Well, basically, this is the AH1N1, and it's a virus that basically causes seasonal flu outbreaks, and it contains the genetic material of the bird and the pig version. So basically, it's a combination of the swine flu, which affected us in 1976, and a combination of the bird flu, which was prevalent for a short period of time around 2004, 2005. And I don't know if people remember this or not, but then President Bush announced that most likely 2 million people would die. And, of course, the whole world went into panic for the bird flu, and nothing seemed to transpire there except for the production of massive amounts of Tamiflu, which, interestingly enough, those Tamiflu are coming up on their expiration date. So there's actually some people out there saying that, you know, that also might have something to do with it. But an interesting thing to note, too, is that this doesn't look like some sort of a mutated virus. This looks like something that was actually engineered in some laboratory. So it looks to be like it was a man-made virus.
Oh, that's scary to think of that. That's what everybody's trying to trace that. And one of the things that we're told is that this vaccine, because, of course, that's what you're talking about, trying to trace it and all that sort of stuff, a vaccine you just can't produce overnight. The vaccine, what we're hearing is, would be ready by the fall. How tough is it to come up with that?
It's extremely tough to come up with a vaccine for an influenza because the genetic code changes each time the virus replicates. And that's why even over the past 15, 20 years, it's still pretty much a guessing game when you come to developing influenza vaccinations. So it would be extremely difficult. And even in 1976, came up with the swine flu vaccine, many people died and had neurologic disorders. So it's a very touchy situation with a vaccination, especially not being able to do the proper amount of testing for a long period of time. It could work both ways. It might be able to, but at the same time, it can also knock your immune system down. Vaccines can be contaminated, and it can be something that could actually cause neurological damage and death in some cases. I think they had over 25 deaths in 1976 when they hurried up and rushed out of vaccination. But I think the best way to prepare and to prevent against this, any type of flu, is just being more health conscious with yourself and your family and taking things to actually support your immune system.
Yeah, Doc, I bet you can't say this enough to people, right? How many times do we hear this our entire lives? You learn this when you're a kid. Wash your hands, wash your hands. And then we see these studies. Why can't people just learn to wash their hands, eh?
Exactly. And just to be healthy for that matter, too. Keep their body clean, keep their body healthy, exercise, eat a good diet, especially now. And another thing is, you know, every time that there's a state of fear reduced or an amount of stress, immediately your immune system is reduced by up to 50% because your body produces stress hormones and it goes into more of a fight or flight reaction. And that can also, you know, make yourself susceptible to any type of infection. So it's really important. I know it's hard, but it's really important to try to stay stress-free, you know, try to keep that fear to a minimum. And like you said, and we don't really seem to have, you know, a problem. 3,000 people a day die from malaria, and here we've had just a tiny amount of deaths. Yet we have, you know, a massive amount of fear right now in the United States and all over the world, for that matter.
Yeah, no kidding. What are some of the symptoms? I said that I had a horrible, because I never get sick. I'm so healthy. But I had a terrible food poisoning case, and I was going to go to either my normal doctors or I was going to go to one of the care centers because it was really, really bad. But it turned out it was food poisoning. But I had some of the symptoms, like, you know, I was nauseous, got really sick. A little bit of the chills, all that sort of stuff, but I didn't have the fever and the other things. What are like the prime characteristics, things that you would see that would mean, geez, maybe you ought to go to a hospital or healthcare center?
Well, see, that's again, a lot of the symptoms with this can be consistent with many other types of acute disorders, but really fever of more than 100 degrees is something to look for, coughing, runny nose or sore throat, joint aches. Headaches is another thing that might differentiate this from just a standard acute illness. Vomiting and diarrhea or diarrhea, just general fatigue, and then a lack of appetite. Those would be the main things I would look for.
Yeah, and it was smart, wasn't it, of the schools? I mean, once you know, and that's the key, that's why it's good that the kids immediately were taken to the doctors, like the kids from St. Francis, of course, in New York, and then there was a school in South Carolina, and then in Texas there's been some schools as well. And do you think it was smart to just indefinitely shut those schools down, scrub them, because it could be so contagious?
You know, that's one of those points that I don't feel, you know, can be argued against. I personally feel that another approach should have been taken with more prevention and letting people know some of the things they can do to boost their immune system and not really giving people more facts about the previous bird flu, how that reacted, the previous swine flu. You know, I don't really think it was necessary to close the schools. But I'm not in a position to, you know, make that type of decision. I think that more time and effort should have been placed and should be placed right now on how people can prevent this and how people can strengthen their immune systems using natural methods and what people should do in a case where, you know, their community does get affected, if that does happen.
Okay, so that happens. We have just a couple minutes left. Give us a couple quick tips on how you can naturally do that.
Well, I think one of the best things people can do is get an air purification system for their homes, because if there is a case, and schools too, and government facilities and hospitals, these are all places that have poor air quality. I say the first thing is clean the air, and that way you have these systems that can reduce the amount of viral load in the air itself. And then eat good organic live foods, drink a lot of water, you know, avoid the things that are going to be bringing your immune system down, like alcohol, coffee, processed foods, et cetera. And then, like we talked about earlier, especially sugar. Sugar is one thing that really will break your immune system down pretty rapidly and increase your amount of omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, oleander extract, colloidal silver, some of those type of things are natural remedies that you can do, vitamin C, mega doses to just keep your immune system strong and not to panic in a case. If it does affect your community, you know, at that point in time, then you can make an informed decision for your family whether or not you want to keep them in or not.
Doc, you want to take away my coffee? Are you kidding? That's my one vice. Can't
well,
I just have a cup once in a while?
Maybe, you know, in half or something like that. But I mean, I really don't think there's the panic out there at this point in time that seems to be taking place. I mean, with the research I've done, it just doesn't add up at this. I think it's going to, you know, kill off millions of people.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Group, you were great. Can we have you on again?
Absolutely. I'd love to be on.
All right. Excellent. Great information. We appreciate it. You have a good one. Go to holisticoption.com. Dr. Group, of course, as I mentioned, he's on the advisory board there. He offered some great solutions at the end. I mean, we all know it. We shouldn't be eating some of the things that we're eating. Coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to give out the blunder of the weekend. Wait till you hear it.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's T-O-B-E-Natural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Hey, we're back on America Tonight. How about that Dr. Group? I love it that he steps to the plate and says, well, I'm not so sure. It wasn't my call, but I'm not so sure those schools should have been closed. And, you know, there's one school district in Texas, specifically in Fort Worth, Texas. I know we have people listening to us on KVCE 1160 AM, and it reaches into Fort Worth, where they shut down the entire district, period. And indefinitely, these kids suddenly are off for 2 weeks as they're getting closer and closer to the end of the school year. And what I thought was great when I say he stepped up to the plate is he called it, like I think he should have called it, air purification. I mean, come on. And we all know it. I mean, we pollute ourselves with so much processed food. He's right. But people don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear some of the things that he said. The people that are kind of taking that approach, man, I've seen people go from very unhealthy, like basically eating 2 bags of chips a day to eating nothing but pretty healthy food. And if they so-called cheat, it's like ice cream occasionally because they don't want to have a lot of sugar or whatever. And they seem to be healthier. So how about it? But he did bring up a good question. Should they have just closed those schools for that length of time? Here's what I think. You're going to have parents. The problem is you're going to have parents down your throat. They send their kids to school, and then they come back with the swine flu. Ugh. And you know what it is. It's the power of the parents, because the schools don't have control really anymore, do they? Let's be honest about it. Hey, you can chime in on that if you want to, or anything about the swine flu. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Okay, the blunder of the weekend, or one of the biggest blunders that I've heard of recently, has to go to this woman. Imagine this. You're on a flight. It's a transatlantic flight. And, you know, that means some distance. It's going to take a little bit of time. And you're just, you know, you're trying to enjoy yourself, relax, because it's going to be 10 hours or so. It was United Airlines flight, and it was headed back to London from the United States. And here's what happened. This woman, who's a respected artist, her name's Galina Rushnova, is accused of punching and kicking flight attendants, because I think they were all women. So how does this happen? How do you get this respected woman who looks so feminine and looks like she couldn't hurt a flea? What makes her go crazy on a flight and do that? Because certainly the flight attendants aren't exaggerating, right? You've got a plane full of people who will attest to what happened. She was mixing wine and prescription drugs. Then she topped it off by chugging liquid soap. Mm-hmm. And just went crazy. She is charged with assault and interference with a flight crew. She's in custody. And she's got a detention hearing in a U.S. district court on Monday. Apparently, she was going to Los Angeles to visit a man that she found on the Internet. Oh, boy. And was returning to London when her flight was diverted to Bangor, Maine. Yeah. So picture this. Like I said, respected, she mingles with the rich and the famous, the London Society, charity events galore, and for some reason it was just a bad mix, big time trouble, 3 hours into the flight, massively bombed, couldn't get into her seat, kicked the seat in front of her, fell asleep, but then started harassing other passengers. She was moving around the cabin, she was incoherent when she woke up, and then she did the worst thing of all. She chugged the liquid hand soap from the laboratory. And apparently, and who knew this, she started foaming at the mouth.
Boy,
I'm serious.
That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
The worst. What is the deal? Here's what I think. Should passengers who create that kind of a disturbance during a flight, should they just be banned? Just ban them from flying. Listen, if you're that slammed, this is not a disco. This is not a club. You're not clubbing on this flight. So, you know, potentially, how many people are you putting at risk in this situation? I think they should nail her to the wall, and I guarantee she'll think twice when she's flying again. So she is telling the people who have her now waiting for this hearing on Monday that she didn't realize the potency of mixing the prescription drugs with the alcohol and blah, 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 blah. Give me a break. Therefore, she absolutely is the blunder of the weekend. What does the audience think of this? Oh, they love it. Chick fight on a flight. Trust me. Only young Matt Johnson would think that's exciting. To watch it on TV, perhaps. To watch old Charlie's Angels rerun, okay. But to be on a flight, you're whipped, you're going across the Atlantic, because here's the problem. You get these nuts, and that happens, there's a great chance they're going to ground that plane to haul them off, and you're stuck. And then they have to get everybody off the plane, and you're not going to get to whatever your destination is because she's flipped out. So her work is big in London. Her painting is big, 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 big. And I guess now she'll probably become super, super famous. So maybe it was a good thing for her. It depends. She's held without bail, right? And they have to resolve this case. She's been in Britain for 20 years. And like I said, she's very well known there. The first mistake is this famous artist decides, I'm going to meet a man on the internet, I'm going to fly to L.A., and then that's who knows what happened there. But she's kicking the seat, all that other kind of stuff. Crazy. I'm going to tell you my crazy story on a flight here just in a second. But, Matt, have you ever had anyone do some kooky thing on a flight whenever you've flown somewhere?
Well, I don't think of anything, had anybody do anything crazy. Craziest thing I saw was when I had a direct flight from Minneapolis to Honolulu, 8 hours, and I was on the aisle seat. And the guy who was in the middle of the row decided to have about 13, 14 too many beers. So he was getting up to go to the bathroom like every 5 minutes. And finally the guy on the other side of the aisle yelled at him. So then he was too scared to go out that way. So then he started going out on my side of the aisle every time he had to go to the bathroom. So I had to get up about 10 different times.
Oh, that's annoying. That's annoying when you're just trying to chill, sleep, watch a movie, whatever. Yeah, that's why you get the window seat.
Yeah, but you get more leg room, you know?
That's true. How tall are you?
7'3".
You're lying.
I'm like 5'9".
I need more leg room. Okay, well, you're not short, so all right. That's the average height of the American male, 5'9", 5'10". I'll give you that. See, I always go for the window seat because I don't want to have to do the jumping jacks up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. I got a great flight story. Hey, if you have a flight story, share it with us, americatonight.net. Somebody doing something nutty, americatonight.net, because I think she definitely is the blunder, though. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All right, here's the deal with me. I've flown way too many times, tons of times, flying constantly. I'm like the premium flyer, whatever, only because of necessity of things I've had to do, you know, where I've had to go back to see family and all that sort of stuff. So I was flying to go back for Christmas, and it was like a last-minute flight. It was early Christmas Eve, early in the days, but it was perfect. And, of course, there was no direct flight from, at the time, Texas to Philadelphia. Had a quick layover in Chicago. Well, you know, that's already dicey anyway, because whether it's Midway or O'Hare, there's always a chance if they have a snowstorm in Chicago, Midwest, Christmas time, you know how that goes. Easily, it could shut down the airport or icing or whatever. So it's jammed. The airports are jammed, but everybody's pretty good and in a good mood. And you go to the one leg and get off in Chicago, and it was O'Hare waiting, get back on the plane, get on the plane. Nice guy sits next to me. We're reading. Two guys, younger guys, younger guys in front of us. And what happens? But they really pushed their seats back on us. So, I mean, pushed it, kept pushing it back, and the guy said, oh, excuse me, could you move the seats up? And the kid didn't do anything. So he took his book that he was reading, and he smashed him on the head with a book and said, that is rude. And I thought, oh, please. I just looked at him and I said, please, if he wants to lay on my lap, let him lay on my lap. I got to get to Philadelphia. This is Christmas Eve, okay?
Off my brain!